times, three rounds, three times, three rounds, three times, fire.
More than 30 teachers and educators from North Carolina signed up to take a free concealed carry class on Saturday at the Rowan County Wildlife Association in Salisbury. Cindy Barnhart is an administrator for Cabarrus County Schools. This is the first time she shot a gun.
Where we work at, the office that we are in, we have no protection. And it's just an open public. People come in and out all the time. So we have no protection. If an angry parent or someone that's upset comes in, we have nobody there and we have nothing, nothing.
Some North Carolina lawmakers are also looking at ways to make schools safer. Senate Bill 146 would allow some employees and volunteers at private schools to carry weapons. House Representative Larry Pittman of Cabarrus County is proposing another bill that would allow principals and teachers to carry firearms at public schools.
The goal is to have protection for the students without having to wait for the police to show up after a bunch of them have already been shot. And the principal, if that principal has concealed carry, could do it. Or if there are other teachers who have concealed carry, maybe the principal doesn't, the principal could authorize them to do it.
Bill Shapcott is an assistant principal at Hickory Ridge Middle School in Cabarrus County. He says he will carry a gun at his school if the law allows him to.
These shooters, they're just going in knowing that no one's there to stop them. They've taken their own lives when they get that power and control, when they know someone's coming in after them. If those principals, assistant principals, or even teachers, if the laws get passed, maybe people will rethink about having that bad day and taking it out on children.
That's good shooting there. One more time. Awesome job. Range is cold.
This is the second concealed carry class offered in 2 weeks by the Rowan County Wildlife Association for teachers and school administrators. Participants must complete 8 hours of instruction, including 1 hour on the shooting range. Educators then receive a certificate they can use to apply for a concealed carry permit at their local sheriff's office. Trainer Claude Paris says to pass, a person must hit their target at least 21 out of 30 times.
These gun-free zones, that's where all these shootings are occurring. And we trust these people with our kids and they look after them. And we're trying to give them some education so that, you know, they can see things from our point of view.
Straight down range.
Load your firearms, make your guns ready.
John, a high school teacher in Rowan County, who refused to give his last name, says he plans on applying for his gun permit. He says having a school resource officer is not enough.
With one officer or even two officers, they're going to have to try to run down the hallway. But if there's six teachers that are armed, they're not sure which classroom to go into, and they might think twice about going into a school that has more than one armed person in that school.
But not everyone who attended the training believes that arming teachers with guns is the answer to safer schools. Beth Cook is a middle school chorus teacher with the Rowan-Salisbury school system.
I guess my fear is when people get upset or angry or afraid, sometimes it's hard to make good decisions about what you're going to do. And if you're carrying a weapon, I think it's a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary to think about.
The Rowan County Wildlife Association says it had to turn teachers away from Saturday's session because of limited space. But officials with the organization say they are looking into sponsoring more concealed carry training for educators in the near future. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.